Coaches, if you have vaulters but you don't have the correct poles, there is now a cheaper option to rent them instead of buying them brand new. Check out Inverted Rentals, an Indiana company that specializes in renting out poles for a monthly rate. Go to polevaultelite.com/rent-poles. That's polevaultelite.com/rent-poles. Indiana Runner Podcast, Season 7, Episode 19. Taylor and I go through the national meets and the HCC. Let's hit it.
What? Did we just become best friends?
Yup.
Do you want to go do karate in the garage?
Yup.
All right. Took a bit of a break here, but we are back. Colin Altavoe, Taylor Marshall. We're going to do an HCC and a national recap. We meant to do this last week, but I got sick, so I wasn't able to record much until tonight. So, Taylor, those are the kind of the two big meets we've seen so far. HCC, which happened at that new pavilion.
Yes.
We saw very fast times out on that track, a combination of the track plus competition. Right. And then a lot of Indiana athletes went to national meets and had success there. So we want to bring the highlights of those. I'm going to do this. If you're ready, I'm just going to run through the winner of each of the girls events and the girls team score, and then move to the boys events and the boys team score. And just tell me what you got or what you're thinking.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. Girls 60 meter dash, the finals. Maya Taylor, a senior from Fishers, 7.67. She beat out a pair of teammates from Brownsburg.
Yeah, Brownsburg with that strong sprint prowess for the boys and also with the girls. So great program right there.
Girls 3,200. Well, these are all girls. Jessica Hegedus from Avon blitzes the field. 21 second victory here. A senior from Avon, Hegedus, 10.48. Scout Newman of Brownsburg was second, 11.19. Hegedus has had a very good indoor season.
Very strong, a lot of racing, a lot of success right there. 10.48. You know, that's going to put her, I assume, we don't know anything, but I would make the assumption based on the team that she will run the 3,200 at the HSR finals. And, you know, could we see her dip in the 10.30s? Quite possible.
They could both, between the big school and the small school, they could both be pretty competitive. We're recording this on Sunday night. The HSR finals are this Saturday. We're going to do some previews, really dive into it on the big school and the small school side. We're going to put that up on our Patreon. So if you want to hear that, go to patreon.com/Indiana Runner. Girls 60 hurdle finals. One of the best hurdlers in the state, Lucy Hauser, senior from Westfield, 9.20 for the win. Laurel Powell, a freshman from Zionsville, 9.47. Zionsville's got some good sprinters and hurdlers in the mix here.
Yeah, and Powell's a freshman right there. Great time for a freshman and be a big contributor for the Eagles for quite a while.
Okay, HSR, the R does stand for relays. That is the focal point of all these, and relays actually count double. The HCC used the HSR scoring method to score this meet, and when we get to the winner. Brownsburg girls 143.90, 2 second win over Fishers. So those are at this point two of the stronger sprint programs in the state, Brownsburg and Fishers. HSE was in there as well. HSE had a lot of girls running in the national meet, and I think that might have affected their lineups. They all competed, but maybe didn't do quite as much as they would have had they not had those national races coming up.
The Brownsburg time, the 143.90, that's good for the best in the state right now.
So we'll see them at the HSR, and a lot of the best times in all of these relays, boys and girls, came from this meet. And maybe if there's time left over, we can talk about like bank track, flat track. Yeah. What does it matter? Does it even matter? Would these times have been maybe not as impressive, but certainly still far up the leaderboards had they done it at Wabash or DePaul or Anderson or even on a flat track?
Yeah.
4x4, Hamilton Southeastern, 4.05. They beat Brownsburg by 1 second. Brownsburg runs 4.06. And then Westfield in the mix, 4.07 for the Rocks. So HSC 4.05. And then we saw a very impressive time by Southeastern just a few days later in the same event.
Yeah, so, you know, doing enough to win, or maybe not their certainly not their full squad if you just go by who's listed here, but they got it done and got the fast time at the national meet.
Based on the names that didn't have Anissa Lammy on there, who is the best 400 runner for Hamilton Southeastern and maybe the best 400 runner in the whole state?
Could be.
4x8, Noblesville continues to have a good indoor season, a solid indoor season. That was a team of Applegate, Flynn, Graham, and Cooper, 931. Franklin Central was second. Same with the Flashes. They've been really solid here in March. Franklin Central, 936. Now, if those are the four that ran, and I think they were, Applegate, Flynn, Graham, and Cooper, they're missing Rempe, who's one of the best runners in the whole state. So 931 without Rempe.
Yeah. So I can confirm Rempe did not run on that relay. But, you know, we should see her later on.
In the DMR, Franklin Central came back. So double duty for a lot of those girls. The Flash is 12:25. They get revenge on Noblesville and spin a 5-second defeat into a 5-second victory here in the DMR. Noblesville 12:30. And then these are some pretty competitive times. So yeah. FC 12:25, Noblesville 12:30, Avon 12:33, Zionsville 12:37, all of them under 12:40.
Yeah, really impressive. You know, most competitive conference for track and field here in Indiana, and you're seeing why. This is going to make, we might talk about this some more later here, Colin. Certainly later in the week, we do some preview podcasts for the HSR, but this is going to be a really exciting event, the DMR on the girls' side. A lot of studs to anchor. It's going to be cool.
Emily Rittenauer, a junior from Brownsburg, cleared 5-2 to win the high jump. Leah Edwards, a sophomore from Franklin Central, 5-1. And another Brownsburg athlete also at 5-1.
Yeah, very solid.
In the pole vault, Delaney Teichner from Noblesville, 12 feet, 6 inches. And she beats fellow senior Ashlyn Schwab of Brownsburg, 12 feet, 3 inches. And then Noblesville, it's a little early for team title contention. We've kind of kept them really more on the fringes, certainly even behind Southeastern, Carmel, Warren. Noblesville won last year. They've got a lot of those girls back. And if they're adding in this freshman pole vaulter, Amelia Smith, who cleared 11 feet, 9 inches, and Teichner and Schwab are two of the best in the whole state.
Yeah, two of the best in the state. And then, you know, as you said, we're looking at a second Noblesville Miller here, Amelia Smith, who might make it to the state meet outdoors here. So, we'll keep them on that peripheral. They're still looking.
In the long jump, a freshman from Avon, Mylan Kirsch, 17 feet, 6.5 inches. That wasn't as competitive of an event compared to some of these others. We've seen a lot of 18-foot jumps already in the long jump.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you said, not as competitive, but a win's a win.
Hannah Alexander, speaking of competitive, wins the shot, 46 feet and 9 inches. I believe she was second last year in the shot, and I think she won the disc.
Rarely competitive when Hannah Alexander throws because she's so good. She's, you know, winning by 6 feet here, you know.
And maybe it'll be really till after what we see at HSR, and then not even until potentially like late April, even early May, till we see what all these teams have in the 16 events outdoors. But looking around from what Noblesville's done so far in March, they may be up there. They may be a contender along with, like we said, HSE looks really good, better than projected. Warren is as good as predicted, and Carmel probably as good or even better than projected. But Noblesville is going to be in that mix, I think.
Very balanced. Track and field, Colin. Track and field.
Those are the events that were contested there. Those are the events for HSR. And then in the team score, Brownsburg with 123. They easily outdistanced Noblesville with 94. Just not sure that I'm seeing the state meet points. It's so hard you got to be in the top nine in that event, and relays don't count double for Brownsburg on the girls' side. But again, we may take a look around here late April, early May, and Brownsburg is in that mix as well.
Yeah, Brownsburg in the mix. And like you said, the relays don't count double, but they certainly add up quickly here on these indoor meets, you know, where you might have a star or two can score you quite a few more points outside. So, interesting start here.
In the boys events, 60 meter dash, Christian Barth, a senior from Zionsville, 692. He beats Josh Handy, a senior from Brownsburg, 694. And then Mason Alexander, junior from Hamilton Southeastern, 696. So three boys under 7 seconds.
Okay, I'm glad you said that. We've talked a lot about this with some other coaching friends of ours. We know how much faster the distance side has gotten for the boys and the girls, but on the boys side here at sprints, we are seeing a significant number of boys run under 7 before the HSR finals here, right? 7 flat on the large school puts you at 19th, tied for 19th. So, there'll be those who have run under 7 who won't make the finals at HSR. It's very, very fast field.
And the bank track matters if you're running on the bank track, but it shouldn't matter in the 60.
It does not. You're still running on the flat. So we're seeing some fast kids.
On the bank track, Sam Quagliaroli from Fishers, a junior, 9:16 to easily outdistance the field here. Sam Rinker from Noblesville, a junior, 9:30. And there were five total under 9:40. And it looks like it's going to take close to 9:40 to make it. Right now, the 24th best time is under 9:40 for the finals here in the 3200. They won't all declare. It may be more like 9:42, 9:43.
Usually somewhere around that 9:40 or 11:40 mark, on the girl side. So somewhere around there will get you in by the time, people scratch for whatever reason.
Boys 60 hurdle finals. Tyler Tarter, senior from Fishers, we call him the Sauce, 7:91. He won by over 0.4 of a second.
That's
And
incredible.
second place was Alex Iyasu from Brownsburg, who could medal in this event. And I think he did last year, not in the 60 hurdles in the 110s outdoors.
Yeah. Man, you extrapolate that out another 50 meters. Tartar's done with his flights, and there's still, I mean,
Right.
there's still coming.
Against another of the state's best.
Right. This isn't just some, weekday dual meet. Yeah, this isn't, yeah. Very impressive.
4x2, Zionsville has a reinvigorated sprint group, it seems like. 130.88 for Zionsville. Hamilton Southeastern, who is much better than projected, 130.18. Avon, 131.31. Brownsburg, 131.82. So the top four all within a second of each other. And those are, I think, four of the top six times right now.
They are, and I'm really looking forward to this event at the HSR finals. We'll talk more in the preview, but it's going to be well under 130 to get it done. But there are four teams, very close up the top of that large school division.
Brownsburg's time too, under 132. Now fourth in this race, but no Calhoun and no Cooper.
How about that? Some subs to make, Colin. Sandwich artists out here.
4x4, Franklin Central, 329.56. Westfield, 329.60. Zionsville, 329.60. But you know what I heard, Taylor?
What did you hear, Colin?
I heard it was closer than it sounds.
Yeah, I'll bet. Not particularly fast, solid, but not crazy fast, but just super competitive in the way that you want the meet to end, right? Remember a couple of years ago, the IAT CCC moved the order of events. So the 4x4 indoors is last, which makes it the most competitive event, most exciting thing happening on the track. So I'm sure it was a blast that day at the fairgrounds.
Seven teams ran under 3:32, which is a solid indoor time.
Solid, yep.
The eighth team was Hamilton Southeastern, who only ran 3:34. But yesterday, Hamilton Southeastern ran 3:24, and their best 400 runner didn't have his name listed in those four.
Very interesting.
Four
They got
by
some pieces.
eight. Go ahead.
No, they just the Royals have some pieces. Like they're a
Yeah.
big
Oh, yeah.
favorite, maybe not the big favorite, but they're a favorite on the girls' side with a few other teams. They're right there at the mix, but the boys don't sleep on them. They got some serious pieces right here.
4x8, Zionsville 757, Hamilton Southeastern 802, Westfield 810. Those teams will all be in the fast heat at the HSR finals. Zionsville becomes the second team to break 8 minutes this year, and I think we'll see a few more at the finals here next week. In the DMR, Noblesville 10:24.94, Brownsburg 10:24.96. So another very close race. Two teams separated by 0.02 of a second. Came down to Ian Baker trying to close on the anchor leg of Cade and Click, and we've seen the videos and split them. HSE CC Dads puts his video up of a lot of these events. His videos are very, very good. And most people that I've talked to had Baker at about a 4:12 anchor for 1600. So if he was 8 seconds down, that means Cade and Click ran 4:19, 4:20. Nothing to sneeze at. But Baker's in very good shape early on.
Yeah, very impressive. This will be again, the DMR seems to be exciting indoors. We obviously don't have it outdoors, but I think a lot of teams, because of that, a lot of teams may try to put some stock into it. So we'll see.
Boys high jump, Adeteo Adewunmi, junior from Avon, 6 feet 4 inches. He was 4 inches ahead of his next closest competitor. In the vault, Jalen Walcott, senior from Brownsburg, cleared 14 feet 9 inches. And then here's another person that could get into the mix outdoors to potentially to score. Connor Langsford from Hamilton Southeastern, a junior. He cleared 14 feet and 3 inches.
Yeah, like I said, don't sleep on them. They're a little sneaky here. They got, a couple pieces here and there, and all of a sudden they're starting to add up some points.
This makes me wonder about the pit here at the pavilion, that maybe there's just something a little new about it, a little different. The long jump marks not as competitive either, but a good there were some good jumpers in this field. Tavares Frierson, junior from Avon, 21 feet 5 inches. Alex Iyasu, senior from Brownsburg, 21 feet 1.5 of an inch, and he definitely could be an all-stater. Then if Frierson's beating him here, that would lead me to believe that he could be in the mix to finish in the top nine at the outdoor state meet as well.
Yeah.
Shot, another strong year in the shot. Joel Gates, senior from Fishers, 52 feet, 7.5 of an inch. Josiah Bird, senior, Hamilton Southeastern, 52 feet, 5.5 of an inch. And Finn Esley, who was well up in the discus last year, this not his primary event, he still
Correct.
throws 51 feet, 1.5 of an inch.
Yeah, still very respectable, but he's much better discus thrower for sure.
I believe he was second last year at the state meet. Zionsville's another team. They're not as impressive in a smaller meet like this, but they've got a lot of potential state meet points. And I could see Brownsburg is the heavy favorite outdoor state meet. Once they've got Cooper, they got Calhoun back. Handy's running well. Alex Iyasu, they've got Ian Baker. They've got everything you could want. But if they trip up and some of those guys aren't available, or whatever could happen to athletes, two,
Yeah.
3 months into the future, like Fishers could be there, Hamilton Southeastern could be there, Zionsville could be there as well. Very
Yep.
close meet here. HSE 96, Brownsburg 92, Zionsville 82.5. Fishers still rounding into form. I still like their chances outdoors. You got Tyler Tarter that we call in the sauce, and both hurdles, 4x4, 4x8, both of them could or even should be in the top three. Couple good distance runners who are probably giving you top 3 to 5 finishes in their event, even after the 4x8. I like Fisher's team for outdoors.
Yeah, they will be there. Very competitive.
What about the national meets?
Okay, let's talk about the national level meets. We'll focus on the Nike Indoor Nationals and the New Balance Indoor Nationals here. We'll hit a few of the highlights starting on the girls' side, girls' first year. Addison Canablo at Nike Indoor, she ran a 451.44 for the full mile. And then she came back. And the I don't know which was before the other, but on a different day she ran a 10:15:49 for the full 2 miles. That was good for ninth place in the championship level for Nike Indoor.
And
10:15 for the full two, Colin.
I believe that when converted to 3200 is a new all-time indoor mark for 3200 meters, which she already had. So she took another fraction of a second off of that.
Julia Score from Bishop's Otard, 17:26.06. That was 12th in the 5,000 indoors. That's a lot of laps around the track, but you know what? It didn't take her that long, did it, Colin?
It didn't take her all that long. You wouldn't be finding me out there doing that.
No. This might be the overall highlight from all the national level meets, and that was the HSC girls 4x4, Kepner, Lammy, Smith, and Sinnefeld. National champions at the Nike Indoor Nationals, 351.57. Incredibly fast, even outdoors, but especially impressive on a early March weekend.
Yeah, all-time indoor mark. You might have mentioned that. And that HSC is looking like a team that is going to be very, very tough to beat with all of the depth that they have between the three relays, or 4x2 will be competitive as well, but between the 4x4, the 4x8, and the DMR, I mean, they could sweep all three. They certainly look like they've got a really good chance to win the 4x4, but they could potentially sweep all three. It's tough to do that with the new format, because you're going to have to double athletes back in the 4x8 and the DMR, and that becomes really hard to run the 800 and then come back and run the 1600 or the 1200 leg.
They may have enough depth where they can move at least one girl and keep her fresh-ish in the 1600. You know, not doing
well. And they've got those two in the 3200. So maybe they run in the 3200 and then just double them back for the DMR. They may have enough to get that done. It's such a strong year. Are they going to be Carmel and Noblesville in the 4x8, not having either of those two? I don't know.
Yeah,
it's tough to take off two 5-minute legs, essentially,
right,
5-minute milers off of your 4x8 and still beat all those teams, some of which will be loaded.
Yeah. The HSC show rolls on here with their girls 4x8, 9:28.86. That's good for 10th at Nike Indoor Nationals. Butler, Herman, Smith, and Kepner. And then their DMR placed 10th as well in the championship division, 12:19.71. That was Powers, Lamy, Kepner, and Butler.
Okay, so the 4x8, you read the names off, and it didn't have Powers and it didn't Correct. Have Butler. So they ran 9:28.
Butler ran on their
4x8. Okay.
But Powers did not, and Lamy did not, according to the names.
Oh, Lamy didn't run the 4x8.
Correct.
That's interesting. Of course, they also may need her for the 4x2.
Yeah.
Because it would it be impossible to run the 4x8, the 4x2, and the 4x4? I mean, you're getting the hard one out early, right?
Yeah.
And the middle one is the one that's not taking, I mean, it's not taking much out of you, especially for someone that is a distance runner.
Yeah, certainly possible. Kaya
HSE's 9:28 is that they got from Nike Indoor. It is the number one seed heading into the HSR finals.
It is. Kaya Crook from Heritage Christian. She was a national runner-up at Nike Indoor. She 5 feet 10.5 inches is what she placed, and she was second there on jumps to someone else. And then over on the boys' side at Nike Indoor, Will Conway from Floyd Central, a 4:07.98 for his full mile. That was good for third. He also had a very strong showing the full 2 mile, running 8:51.30, and he was the national runner-up in that event.
Yeah, he's had a really good season, and those marks, I think, are pretty close, very consistent with some other performances he's had earlier in the indoor season.
Yeah. Moving over to New Balance Indoor, a couple highlights here. Nikki Sutherland for her full mile. She's from Delta. She ran a 4:46.93. That was fifth place in their championship division. And then Ava Jarrell, Pendleton Heights, 10:22.83 for the full 2 miles. And that was good for eighth in there.
She's had a really good indoor season.
Yeah, she's looked super strong. Super strong. So a couple highlights right there from New Balance Indoor. A few others that weren't from the national level meet, but just a couple things that, we can kind of jump into more discussion on. I'll give you a boy and a girl. Jordan Randall jumping 7 feet. In the high jump, I believe that was yesterday as we sit here.
Yes.
So he set a foot that
there was another boy that also cleared 7 feet, right? Is that from Greenfield?
Yes, he did. So I was going to share that point here. that we have now 2 7-footers in Indiana. Jordan Randall, the sophomore from Warsaw Community, is one of them. And then a senior from Greenfield Central, Elliot Ryba, also jumped 7 feet. And that was on Saturday. And then George's jump was Friday night. But George's dad shared with me that this is the first time since 2017 that Indiana has had 2 7-foot high jumpers at the same time indoor. And that Jordan's...
I'm surprised it's actually happened before.
Yeah. So first time, maybe 2017 was that first time. I don't know. You and I have to dig through some results and see. But Jordan also is tied with the sophomore record in the high jump at 7 feet with about six or seven other guys. And his goal is to take that down by the end of the year. So 7 foot, 2 7-footers that is calling in the high jump right now. And then the other highlight I wanted to share here, and then we can kind of talk some more about some of these other ones. The Homestead girls DMR, 12:15:41 is what they ran at UIndy yesterday. 12:15:41. That's the best in the state right now.
Yeah, and that so Homestead has the number one mark now coming into this big school final. In fact, is that an all-time indoor record?
That might be, yes. I could double check here as you go through it, but
yeah, so and it's like we talked about with HSC, okay, could they potentially sweep the 4x8, the 4x4, and the DMR? I mean, the hard part is it's just such a strong year in all of those events, but certainly in the DMR that I do you know well, off the top of your head what the winning time was last year in the girls DMR? I want to say 12:25.
That sounds about right. We could look here, but we'll have to correct this. The all-time best for the girls DMR inside is a 12:11:16 okay. Westfield. That was at HSR back in 07. So our apologies to Scott Litzkin for
I think that is going to be short-lived.
That looks like it is. It could go down this weekend here. It just depends on, you know, again, what teams decide to do and what earlier events some of these athletes may be participating in.
Right. So, and Homestead ran that 12:15 on a just yesterday on a flat track.
Yes.
So they get on the bank track, especially HSE's potentially pushing them, Franklin Central potentially pushing them. Some of the other kind of usual suspects. I don't know that they've got the firepower there to run, you know, under 12:20, Noblesville, Carmel, North Central. But I'm looking here at the last year, the winning time was 12:19, and it was Hamilton Southeastern. They narrowly, I do not remember this. HSC ran 12:19:86, Floyd Central ran 12:19:99, and Homestead ran 12:20:02. So then the question also, now Homestead brought their anchor back. She ran on the 3200 and set that new record. And then does she just come back and run the DMR, or are they trying to run her, you know, also in the 4x8? Homestead's got the 11th best times. They didn't use her to qualify, but they are in the fast heat if they want to try and use her. But that is quite a day to do the 3200, the 4x8, and the DMR.
I hope someone's got a Gatorade for her, and she doesn't have to drive back. She'll be sleeping on the bus.
Yeah, so. I think the Gatorades at the new pavilion cost like $42 also.
Oh my gosh, I bet. Nuts.
Cool. Well, those are, obviously some very, very good showings, especially on the girls' side here heading into the HSR. We're going to do a quick preview pod, boys and girls, small school and big school. Put that up on our Patreon, and you can hear those, patreon.com/IndianaRunner. There's a certain monthly fee for it, but you get a 7-day free trial if you want to use it. Now to hear these before the HSR meet, maybe you like what you hear and you just keep keep coming back. You want to do a quick, we haven't looked into it much, just quick predictions. Let's
Yeah, I
do
mean,
girls
just
and
off the
boys.
cuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Distance relays, girls 4x8. Who are you picking?
Girls 4x8. I'm gonna go if they load up. I think I'm gonna go with HSE. I think they've got the numbers for it, and I think that they may be focused on that event. Maybe the 4x8, maybe the 4x4. Those are likely their, the bread and butter there. So I think girls 4x8. I'm gonna go with HSC. If Noblesville does put all of their four best out there, they're gonna be tough to beat. But I'm not sure whether or not they'll be doing that. So the Royals. That's my pick.
Okay, I'm going to pick Noblesville. I think that they do end up with Rempe on there, and I think Rempe makes a pretty big difference. I think we don't know anything. Well, maybe you do about Noblesville, but we certainly don't know anything about Hamilton Southeastern. I just get the feeling that they're not going to put their best runner in that one. I think they will by the outdoor state meet, but I think they're going to try and thread the needle here. Because they could still even without Lammy or Butler or Powers, they still might be like second or third.
Yeah.
So maybe it makes sense to then leave those girls for the DMR. Okay, DMR, who do you got?
Girls DMR.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna go with Homestead because I think they've got the most balance. I mean, obviously they're the top ranked team right now, but it's gonna be really tough to take down Addison Canablo, even if she runs a 32 beforehand. She's just so, I mean, how many other teams have a 450 girl? I mean, no one, but one, but they're not there.
Right.
So I think she's going to be the key to them winning that event.
Last year she anchored in 501. It certainly seems like she's better right now than she was at this point last year. So yeah, I also like Homestead. I think if anybody's going to push them, it's probably going to be Hamilton Southeastern. Noblesville ran 12:30 at the HCC indoor, and I think Rempe is listed as just having run the 800. Now you switch Rempe onto the anchor, that could potentially make a pretty big difference. So I think they could get in that. If I had a kind of a dark horse in that event, it would be Noblesville. You got a dark horse in the 4x8
Four by a dark horse for
team to
me.
watch out for.
I would say take a look at I would go probably Valpo. I don't know if Valpo necessarily has enough to get it done, but they could get there in the mix. They're in the fast heat. They did really well outdoors last year. They're very well coached. Valpo might be. I know they're sitting back 10th right now, 9:50, but they ran that time on March 2nd. I think they're probably right now closer to that mid 930s range with those other teams, and then you put them in a competitive environment on that track, and I think they're getting it done, or could get it done. Dark horse
Right.
again.
I'm an optimist on this one. I'm a Carmel optimist. 9:43, first weekend. This is a Subway team. This is a sandwich artist team, because they've got one leg on there that if you pull that one out and replace with someone else, like their time is potentially right up there with what HSE and Noblesville ran, and on a flat track. So I don't think Carmel's going to win, but I think that's a team that has enough. The difference between Noblesville and maybe Hamilton Southeastern or Carmel is that those first two have like the big leg, the big anchor potentially with Lammy or Rempe. Carmel doesn't have that, but Carmel's depth is superior. So, but sometimes it's that works in cross country. It doesn't work as well on the relays. You really
Yeah,
want that,
track and field's an event where you want a star.
right? You want that 214 or that 151. Let's switch boys side. 4x8 seems pretty straightforward.
Boys 4x8. I mean, how could you? I mean, me especially, right? How could I not pick the Cougars of Bloomington North? I mean, let's go Cougs. Let's do it.
7:47. And we talked about some of these, the Valpo time, the Carmel time from March 2nd. This is from February 28th, the first day that the IHSA is like, hey, if you want to have a meet, go ahead. Bloomington's
Yeah.
horse. Bloomington horse, like, do we ever?
Yeah, it's like those horses there in the gates at the Derby, just pawing at it, ready to go. And as soon as they open, like bam, we're cooking. And that was
Do you
them.
think that they'll break the state indoor state record, which is that Columbus North team ran 7:46?
Yes. Unless they make some subs or whatever for but and go for some other event. But yes, they will
Well,
break that.
and
Write it down.
we've got 3 minutes here. We could kind of talk about that's the more I'm picking Bloomington North too. That's the more like that's the more interesting event because some of these teams have decisions to make. That Bloomington North has the number one time in each of them, but they are much more vulnerable in the DMR than they are in the 4x8 because it's the later event and they don't necessarily have, they've got the dominant anchor leg over 800 meters, but they don't necessarily have that in the DMR. You got a dark horse 4x8 team?
You know what? I'm gonna go with the Carmel Greyhounds for the dark horse and the 4x8, and not just because you're my buddy here, Colin, and not because we're on the podcast here together, but because I ran into the Grogue Dogs parents yesterday, had a great conversation, and you know what? I think you'll get the hounds ready to go. So I would say they're the dark horse, a little better than 8:10. We'll see maybe that the third team being under 8 minutes.
HSE 802 at this HCC indoor meet. I think they just seem like a team that's going to be all in for this 4x8. And then potentially they've got a star freshman boy and a star freshman girl that I think that could make a big difference there. But in truth, no one if Bloomington North runs the same four that ran 7:47, that teams might be able to hang around for a little bit depending on how they order it.
Yeah.
The sequence, but probably gonna win. Okay,
Yeah.
DMR, last minute and a half here. Who's your DMR team?
My boy's DMR pick is actually going to be Brownsburg.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, so I think what Bloomington North, and we're speculating, we don't have really answers here, but I think what North might try to do is the 4x8, 4x4, which makes it really hard with that DMR right there. So I'm not sure they're going to put their best lineup out there. Again, I don't know anything, but that's just a guess. In which case, I really like how Ian Baker's running right now. More complete kind of group than maybe Fisher's as an example, or even HSC. So my thought is that Brownsburg will win the boys' DMR.
Dark horse.
Dark horse for the boys DMR here might be Floyd Central. I mean,
Yeah.
you got Conway to anchor, and you got Cerencion as a really strong 1200 leg, and then
Yeah.
that's the bulk of the battle right there. So they are
70%
the
are
best
guys that
team.
finish in the top 15 at the state meet, and they've got the best number. They've got the guy, right? They've got LeBron James there on the anchor. And so Baker goes 4:10 on the anchor. Well, they better be 5 or 6 seconds ahead of Floyd, and same thing. Noblesville's got a 4:16 anchor, but again, they need 10 or so seconds at that point. So, okay, hey, thanks for coming on. This ran right up to 40 minutes, and you can hear more from us later. Patreon.com/IndianaRunner. We'll do all the HSR previews. We'll really dig into that later this week. All right, thanks, man.
Thank you.
I love my guys. I love my little dudes. They my little guys. I love them.